bring you in here this morning because I wanted to get our listeners to wish you all the very best, because you do have a strong legion of supporters out there. We do sincerely wish you all the very best on Hong Kong. We want you back. You'll be back at certain times. I know when there's no major Hong Kong meeting on a Saturday that you're able to come back. So you're not leaving us forever, but we do wish you the very best from everyone here at Sky. I hope there's great success for you and therefore all the family, the kids and everyone else there. I hope it's just a great time for you in Hong Kong.
No, thanks, Andrew. The support from not only you, the team here, but everyone's been overwhelming, and I didn't expect it, but it's very, very pleasing to hear.
And I can't believe the timing of yesterday's suspension. I wanted to leave it till last to give it a mention, but if ever the stewards were kind, they were kind yesterday, Tommy. Back on the first day of Hong Kong.
It's worked out pretty well.
It has. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Tommy Berry joining us live in our studio. I hope you've enjoyed the hour. After our news break, the full preview for today's racing at Gosford.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
It's 4 minutes past 10. Good morning, I'm Leanne West. The Australian government says it's highly likely that notorious jihadi Khaled Sharif has been killed during an airstrike in Syria. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton this morning describing the former Sydney man as a despicable human being. Sharif's two young sons are believed to have been killed alongside their father. Three people have escaped injury after a drive-by shooting in Sydney's east. Two men and a woman were asleep when multiple shots were fired into their home at Kensington just before 2:30 this morning. A man has been killed in a tractor accident at Nabiak on the state's mid-north coast. Meantime, there's been a road fatality near Bega after a car hit a tree. And warm, windy weather across the state today is expected to cause more problems for firefighters. The Rural Fire Service says 64 bush and grass fires are burning in New South Wales. 21 of them are out of control. In sport, Gold Coast Titans halves Ash Taylor and Kane Elgee have denied reports they'll quit the club unless coach Neil Henry is sacked. The club's under-fire fullback Jared Hayne has an ankle injury and is out of tonight's match against his old club, Parramatta. The NRL salary cap debate will reach a head today at a meeting of club bosses. Canterbury and Canberra fear they'll have to offload players unless the cap is lifted to $9.6 million. Former Canterbury player Curtis Rona could win his first Wallabies cap against the All Blacks on Saturday night. Rona is likely to play on the wing should Dane Haylett-Petty be ruled out with injury. And Australia's Ashley Barty has beaten ninth seed Venus Williams at the Cincinnati Open. Excuse me. Nick Kyrgios is through to the third round with a three-set win over Alexander Dolgopolov. Sydney weather sunny but becoming windy with tops of 23 degrees. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
When it comes to market movers, you can't beat Sky Sports Radio. The plunge on last Saturday's Tab Highway winner and other sim gained momentum off Friday's Racing HQ chat with trainer Brett Kavanagh.
I've been hiding him since we've been in Sky. He's had a couple of half-mile trials with the monster and tailed him up. No reason why he won't be competitive in town.
Hunters at Tab Fixed Odds joined in the move. And by the time another sim grabbed victory, he was into $3.20. Helping you find the winners. Racing HQ, every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, get up to $500 off the ticketed price on 55-inch and above 4K Ultra HD TVs. Visit binglee.com.au for full T's and C's. Hurry, end Sunday. Only at the home of TV, Bing Lee.
Winter racing action heats up this weekend with big events in Sydney and Melbourne. And to help get your day off to a flying start, we've got plenty of extra value available across both meets, including an unforgettable trifecta offer. Plus, you can cheer on your bets by watching all races live on the Tab app and get expert tips and late mail on our racing blog. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Seymour Amazing with the Hyundai Tucson, now from just $27,990 drive away. To find out more, hurry into your nearest Hyundai dealer or visit Hyundai.com.au now. Now, the M5 back to Belmore Road, bumper to bumper, down towards the M5 East Tunnel. We've got a lot of traffic movement over at Seaforth over the Spit Bridge, but a good clear run the right bridge after a heavy morning, all moving up towards top right. Hurry into Meijer, 40% off bonds for the whole family. Yes, 40% off bonds at Meijer. And Sunday, the 20th of August, exclusions and conditions apply. See in store for details. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Get your entries in now for the Inglis Melbourne August Thoroughbred Sale. It's the ideal time to sell your racing and breeding prospects before the spring. August 25 at Oaklands Junction. Supplementary entries close August 18. Visit inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. It is 10 past 10. We're going to take a look today at Gosford, the meeting there. And Daniel Lacey, the Gosford CEO, joins us. How are you, Daniel?
Not too bad. Showing yourself?
Not too bad. Now, the day, how's the dawn in Gosford?
Hi. It's all going good here. The track's in good condition. We're a good four at the moment. We had a little bit of rain on Tuesday. It was only about 4 mil. And it's looking pretty good here.
All right. So, fine, a good four. Where's the rail?
It's in the true.
Right, so the true today. So all in all, beautiful day, good four, rail true. You couldn't ask for much better, could you?
Ah, could ask for bigger fields.
I know it's been a bit that way, but not much more you can do at the moment.
Well, we've had a couple of scratches, as you know, you always do. So we've ended up with 64 for the day, which is a little bit lower than what we'd want to be at. But you know, it is what it is, and that's what we've got to work with.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, good luck there today, Daniel.
Okay, thank you very much.
Daniel Lacey, the CEO at Gosford, and Gary Harvey's there today. He's going to find the winners for us and sift through those 64 starters. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Yes, as Daniel said, it's a magnificent day. It's like spring, as it has been all week.
Yeah.
Track's good. Everything looks good. Not a lot of runners, as Daniel told you, but a bit of quality. Some very interesting races.
All right, now the first there today, we put our one masque force, now five-pole chance, 210. Sixth Thorn on my side, 440. Seven Radiologist at 5. Two Distorted Demand, 550. Also 3 Max Reward, 550. The other one, 4 Big On Fame, 26. Nearly everything given a chance here.
Yes, I like the horse of Chris Lee's. Chris has got three runners, three outstanding chances today, and bold chances are one here. Formerly trained by Anne-Marie Rutley, and Anne-Marie and Bob bred the horse. It's by a horse that they had, Brian Bo's Gift, a New Zealand bred horse. He's a sire. Anyhow, three runs this time in, two very good wins at Taree, and then was just beaten the other day at Scone. Has wanted to go a little bit harder, a little bit fierce in a couple of those runs, particularly the other day at Scone. So Chris has brought it back from 1,300 to the 1,100 today, and there's going to be a bit of pace on, even though it's a small field. Well, you're hoping there'll be a bit of pace on. In fact, just having another look at the field, Bold Chance may have to lead. He'll be in the first two anyway. But he's going well enough. He should beat these, I reckon. Blake's in here to ride him. For second in the race, I thought that number two, Distorted Demand, at a bit of odds. Its trials have been really good. Just hoping that he's sharp enough. It's a bit shorter. A bit shorter than his best, no doubt. But he is first up. Hasn't raced since November, but the trials lately have been very, very good. He could sprint well here. Number seven is my third pick in the race. Radiologist. It went good the other day at Warren. Come from near last to win there. Trained these days by Cheryl Landry, who owns the horse. She's only had it for two runs, Grafton and Wyong, and it's went really good in both runs. And number six, Thorn in my side, a model of consistency. He'll run a good race, as he always does. 5, 2, 7, and 6.
All right, now race two, we've got a full field. Now, one Express Point, 310. The three Saskia Rose, 380. Four Miss Faith, 440. Two Avant Magic is 5 even. 5 Pindara, 850. Number six is Queen Louise, 950. The other one, 7 Feature, 23.
He loves this track, Express Point. He's had 13 runs here for three wins and seven placings. His last start at Warwick Farm was very good. He runs second there on the 2nd of August, a length and a quarter behind Perizzata. On the soft five, he was in a good spot. Jess Taylor put him in a good spot, fourth on the rail. railed up the third near the home turn, and he tried his heart out, but the winner was just a bit too good. Prior to that, he was placed at Canterbury and only about a length away. He's in good form for Gary Portelli, and Jess, I'll ride him again today. He'd be very hard to beat here on the track. He loves. Saskia Rose has got a good turn of speed. She went all right first up, went second on the Beaumont track behind Vincero. Vincero would have a picnic with this field. He's a very promising horse. It's got a ton of speed. It not loves to lead. Deanne Pannier will claim 1.5, and as you know, she's very good at a front runner, and I reckon it'll hit the ground and run. Number 4, Miss Faith. I got way back here at Wine the other day and made up terrific ground to run second, beaten half a length. It's a definite contender. And number 2, Egon's Magic's got very good speed and a good form on this track. A win and a third from 2 starts. 1, 3, 4, and 2.
Righto, the third, a full field. 1 Yarra Power, 230. 3 Never Out, 380. 2 Sharpsburg, 460. 4 Miss Bunny Hoppers, 850. 5 Summersbird, 9. 6 I've Got at 15. And 7 Sojourners to $21.
My best bet of the day, Yarra Power. This is a horse that Chris loses. He's going terrific, this preparation. He's a winner on the track here. Goes up a little bit, only 1.5 kilos in weight, but he meets a weaker field, I'd imagine, than the one he met at Warwick Farm the other day. He got beat 2 lengths at Warwick Farm. He was slow out. He improved quick, got a good run behind the leaders. He had a little bit of trouble getting into a gap in the straight, but he ran on okay the last 100. Prior to that, he was beaten 3/4 by Star Cross, a very fast horse. He beat Kings of Leon home. He ran third at Wyong that day, and Kings of Leon went straight to Sydney and won a Saturday race. He bolted in at Cessnock 3 runs back, and he was run second to Paris for me at Newcastle, first up from a break. So the horse is absolutely flying, and what will help him here too is that there is a ton of speed in this race. Sharpsburg likes to go quick. Never Out can go quick. Summers Bird's got speed, and Miss Bunny Hop's got a ton of speed, so he should get a lovely run just behind him on the rail. Yarra Power, my best bet. 4 for second, Miss Bunny Hop. The query with her is the 1,000 metres. She's got a ton of speed. She led all the way to win a 900 at Scone last start. She was second in a 900 up there to a very fast horse first up. But she has won at the 1,000, and she has run second here, but she can just get a little bit wobbly at the end. Number 3, Never Out, very disappointing the other day at Wyong. I think she's only been ridden once off the pace, and that was one of her best runs. I think she's better off the pace. She's been placed in 3 of the last 4, and I give her a chance. And 2 Sharpsburg, he'll hit the ground and run. Tired badly here the other day, first up after leading. Got beat about 3 lengths, but he could improve. 1, 4, 3, 2.
Okay, we go to the next event. Miser Brinker, number 1, comes out of the 4th. Now 3 Acumi is $1.95. 4 Filana, $2.90. 6 Maria Victoria, $6.50. Then 7 Rose of Savannah at 11. 5 Torval, $13. 2 Stanley Park, $19. Along with number 8 Paruli. And 9 Wine Time, Anytime, $126.
I like Filana, the Snowden horse. It's had 1 run. It got to be 2 lengths to the Mighty Fed at Warwick Farm in April on a heavy track, which would be an enormous run. It's had 2 trials this time in. Blake Shin refused to give it any rein here when it won in a trial at Gosford recently. Was wide early, went fast to share the lead before the 400, and he never moved on it. Very impressive trial, and trial good at Randwick prior to that. It's got a bit of a tricky draw, but Ty Eggman's actually riding it today. And I know there's been a stack of money for the favourite, Equimi. It was scratched yesterday to run here, and it's the obvious danger. It was placed at Warwick Farm behind Elise and Songlike in a real good race. Songlike won yesterday. And Elise, of course, is very good. It runs second. It's only other start at Canberra in the Lightning Ridge 2-year-old behind Gunnison. So it's got impeccable form, this filly. But I didn't like the odds on, and I prefer the 290 for Lana. In that last run, she ran on terrific in that race at Warwick Farm, according. Nothing between them, but 4 on top of 3 because of the value. Number 6, Maria Victoria. 2 very good trial wins for John Sargent. First starter, bolted in hard hell last trial. And number 5 is the other one, which is Torval. The other day, he got the blinkers first time today. The other day at Wyong, when it was well in the betting, it got back to last early. It was 10 off the lead, making good ground, and got a really badly cambered near the home turn and got speared right off the track. I'd be forgetting that run, and it's got a place chance. 4-3-6-5.
All right, we go to the next takeout, 5, Queen Louise, number 622 and 9, San Marco from race 5. 3-hour Royal Egyptian, $1.65. 2 Longreach, $3.70. 4 Stormforce, $4.80. Then 1 M8 at $14. 7 Excelsior, $15. 10 Time to Excel, $26. 11 Colleagues Romance, $41. And 8 Ladies Gem is $81.
The impeccably bred number 3-hour Royal Egyptian can make up with a narrow defeat on the Saturday meeting here when it was an odds-on favourite. It's out of our Egyptian Reign, a very good mare and a great producer. What's the other horse Sean Baker's got, the mare, Egyptian? The good mare.
Yeah, I know.
Runs in listed races. Well, yeah. This is a half-brother by Fastnet Rock. I was wrapped in his trial before his first up run here at Gosford recently, and Boston Lloyd beat him. He jumped well. And then I think they wanted to ride him just off the pace, and he got caught three deep outside the leaders, and then he kept coming at the finish, only got beat half a length, and the winner had very good form. So I reckon he'll improve out of sight today from a good barrier too. Number 2, Longreach for the Snowdens. Blake Shin got a good chance. It's had a couple of recent trials, never off the bit in its last trial. Ran a good second to Ghostly at Warwick Farm last time in. It's got to be a good chance in a race like this. Number 4, Storm Force. He's had 4 starts for 4 placings. Fastnet Rock out of a Zabul there, trained by the Hawks family. Christian Reith on today. He could run a hole. And number 1, a mate. 3-2-4-1.
Yeah, Egyptian Symbol, the one that's
the
other one.
Egyptian Symbol, yeah.
Yeah, all right. The next, we've got a full field in race 6. Now, 1 Raiden, $1.75. 4 Autumn A, $6. 11 Star Bolt, $6.50. 3 ATM is $7. 6 Atomic Meteor, $10. Number 2, Mr. De Niro, $11. Number 7, Boeing, $26. 10 Spooky, $34. 8 Drop Your Bundle is $41. 5 Accolations is $51. And number 9, 7 Eater, $101.
This is off the map, the top 8. Yeah, they went up 240tab.com.au. It is off the map. It's had 2 runs. I think Paul Perry had it. I'm not 100% sure. Ran 4th at Rose Hill back in September. And then it got about a length and a quarter at Warwick Farm, the Palladium. It changed hands then. An Australian Bloodstock bought the horse. And it went to Chris Lees. It was looked an absolute certainty first up at Paul Macquarie the other day. Started at $1.28. The barrier's open and it's still standing there. Missed a kick 5 or 6 lengths. I don't know whether the horse was ready or not. I haven't gone right into that, but I'm told it won't do it today, that it's never done it in any trials. So I don't know what happened to Paul Macquarie, but it made up a furlong, Chris. Sean to get beat, nearly 2 lengths. Run further over 1,000 metres. 1,100 today. It's very smart, this horse, Foxwedge horse. He just, as long as he don't miss the kick like he did up there, and I don't think he will, that's the only time that's ever happened. He should be too good for these, another good ride for Abdullah. Number 4, Otter May, ran 2nd at Hawtree, beaten about half a neck to Fabini. 2nd run in a race last start, was set 3 deep, but it had cover. But it kept chasing to the line, the run was all right. Number 3, ATM. Led all the way under no pressure to win a Warren trial recently. Is a bit of odds, could run into a place. And number 11, Star Bolt. 2 runs back at Dubbo. It only run 4th, but the run was super. The amount of, it was 5 wide, no cover. The amount of ground it covered, the run was enormous. And then it run 3rd at Hawkesbury the other day, only beaten about half a neck. After hitting the front at the 300, it could run a top 4 for sure. 1-4-3-11.
Okay, 8 Sweat Ball comes out of the next event, race 7. 2 Tagamochi, $1.55. 3 Concisely, $5.50. 4 Uncle Rodriguez, is 6. 1 Addictor Craft, 7. Now 6 Whiskey Throttle, 13. 5 My Burning Heart, 23. 7 Follow Through, 31. And 9 Wedding Kiss, 101.
I think Concisely can beat this favourite. $5.50, John Thompson, Josh Parr. The run was a beauty at Wine the other day, first up. 1,300 metres, was back running last. Josh was riding for luck coming down towards the home turn. And then he got out to the outside on it. I think there was one further out than it. And by gee, it was strong late. Really hit to get beat a length and a quarter by Crafty Tycoon. I tell you, he's no slouch, Crafty Tycoon. That race wasn't a bad race. Goes to the mile today. Gee, I reckon it'll be hard to beat. Won a 1400 at Hawkesbury last time in. I give it a big hope. The favourite, Taker Moshi, well, it was at, what, $1.80 the other day at Wyong in a five-horse field. Led early, and then the Potato Pontiff went to the front, and then Paul King took over at the 500 on it, and it absolutely bolted in. But there was only five runners, and it was an average race. But they've put plenty on it. They went up $2. What do you say? It's about $1.55 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Gee, like, he'll be very hard to beat, but I couldn't take odds on, no way. Tell you, horse that goes good, Perry's horse, Uncle Rodriguez. Blake Sheen, he was just beaten at Canterbury the other day in a mile race by Hypnotist, and it's got a bit of quality about it. The Snowden Crane Hypnotist. He had to work early to lead, still led straight, and gee, fought back well. He's had six starts for a win and four placings. I've seen a lot of him in the country, and I reckon barrier one, he could lead if they, well, whether he can lead the favourite, Take a Moshi, I don't know, because Gay and Adrian's, as you know, they'll want to go forward. And I reckon it'll probably lead Take a Moshi with Hippo on it, but Uncle Rodriguez will be there with it. And it's got a big open, the race. Number six, best of the others, mate, Whiskey Throttle. I know you're going to say it's only a scone maiden, but the win was enormous. Steve Jones has got it up there at scone. Three wide well back, made a long, sustained run on the big track there. And it grabbed them right on the line, and that was only 1,300. It gets the impression it'll run a mile on its head. 3, 2, 4, and 6.
Right, the final event, put out 3 Mount Home, eh, and 10 Pyramid Prince now. 2 Hurricanes, 350. 1 Bon Equus, 360. 8 Sakazumi is, is $6. 4 MacArthur, 650. 7 Star of the Ring, 7. Number 5 Crossing Guard, 11. 6 Pack and 16. 9 Savina, 19. 11 Bonus Spin, 23.
Tough as nails, this race. God, it's a wide-open race. I think Hurricanes has got a good hope. He only ran 8th at Warwick Farm the other day, but he only got beat 2 lengths by Moore Moe. And he got a bit of a hamper or crowding at the start. And he raced very keen in the middle stages, which he can do. And then he led it from the 1,600. It'd be about a length and a half. And he battled on well. Prior to that, he ran 3rd at Grafton at the Carnival in a mile race. He's run 2nd over this trip before. I think he can win in a tough race. Bon Equus finds his best form. He'll run a good race at top weight. Has been a bit disappointing. Crossing Guard prefers a wet track, but he's going well. And MacArthur didn't mind his run at Cessnock the other day. Might be better suited at the 2100. 2, 1, 5 and 4, mate.
All right, what's your standout today, Gary?
Oh, Yarrapower's my standout. Mm. I think Chris Lees will win 3 races, but it's the standout race 3, number 1. But a couple of other races there, mate. We've got horses that are in about one race in particular, $5.50, and another couple to beat the favourites that might go all right. So let's hope we go as good as we did at Newcastle on, when were they on?
Tuesday. Yeah, got to remember.
Yeah, we got 5 winners and 2 places. A bit of luck would have nearly programmed them, but that's how it goes.
Yeah, luck of the draw.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll
put my hand in my pocket all day.
Oh.
Only for lunch.
Oh, wouldn't have fit it in there. What are you talking about?
Well, I had none left after about lunch. That was a problem.
All right, we'll hear you later on through the day with the late mail.
Girl, beautiful day, and I think there are winners there. It's a quality program.
Good on you, Gary.
Well, yeah, mate.
Gary Harley there at Gosford today. It's 28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
She's racing royalty, this mare.
She won the Queen Elizabeth in April.
There's 17 in a row.
Now it's time for Wings to return.
The grandstand shaking.
This Saturday at Royal Randwick. From 6:30 a.m, Racing HQ will be live from the track, passing on everything you need for a winning Wings return. Join Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser at 8, then Darren Flindell through the afternoon. Catch the return of Wings.
Wings.
Wings. Wings.
The champion mare.
Wings. This Saturday on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, get up to $500 off the ticketed price on 55-inch and above 4K Ultra HD TVs. Visit binglee.com.au for full T's and C's. Hurry, end Sunday. Only at the home of TV, Bing Lee.
10:27. Good morning, Leanne West with Sport Headlines. A major scalp this morning for Australian tennis player Ashley Barty. She's beaten no less than Venus Williams in three sets at the Cincinnati Open. It's the first time she's ever won against a top 10 player. Under fire Gold Coast Titans fullback Jarrod Hayne has an ankle injury and is out of tonight's NRL match against his old club Parramatta. The Titans say no decision has been made on the future of Hayne or coach Neil Henry. A meeting of club bosses today will determine next season's NRL salary cap. There are fears that some clubs could go broke if the cap rises. A surprise from the All Blacks for Saturday's Bledisloe Cup opener in Sydney. Regular fullback Ben Smith has been moved to the wing to make way for youngster Damien McKenzie. And Winks has looked a treat at track work at Rosehill Gardens this morning. Trainer Chris Waller says the Mighty Mare is exactly where he wants her to be ahead of Saturday's Group 2 Warwick Stakes at Randwick. I'll be back with more sport and news at 11 on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Our form analysts are the very best. One that lives and breathes racing every day is Paul Joyce. Saturday mornings at 10, Paul passes on his sought-after selections. It's another reason not to miss Saturdays on Sky Sports Radio. Caribbean Blaster. He blew his rivals apart in his Victoria Cup win. A current track record holder. A winner of the Chariots of Fire. Four-year-old Breeders' Crown and SA Car. Trainer Andy Gatt says he was the perfect racehorse. Get the facts. Ask someone who has a Blaster. They have perfect gait and constitution. Perfect conformation and 100% toughness. Caribbean Blaster. Standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
When it comes to market movers, you can't beat Sky Sports Radio. The plunge on last Saturday's Tab Highway winner and other sin gained momentum off Friday's Racing HQ chat with trainer Brett Kavanagh.
I've been hiding him since we finished going. He's had a couple of half-mile trials with a monster and tailed him up. No reason why he won't be competitive in town.
Punters at Tab Fixed Odds joined in the move. And by the time another sin grabbed victory, he was into $3.20.
Helping you find the winners.
Racing HQ, every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Harness Racing's Breeders' Crown Series right through August.
It's 28 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio. We've got Harness Racing at Penrith this afternoon, getting it all to this evening, getting it away at 20 past 6. And Mick Court joins us now. Morning, Mick.
Hello, Sean. You sound like you're a bit crook.
Oh, mate, I've got the rotten head cold that's still around, so I tell you, the dog's disease. But
it takes a while to shake it, let me tell you. It took me a couple of weeks to get over it. My mate's just coming through it now. Knocked you around.
It's a ripper. Now, the first tonight, getting it away at 6:20, we've got a full field of eight.
Yeah, the three-year-olds do battle here, Sean, and the best rater in the race appears to be the two five-year stars. He's racing well, and he is in Sydney's form stable, the Pizzuto barn, so I have to put him on top. And with such a good draw, I'd be surprised if Chris Geary doesn't look for an all-the-way win here. If there's one to bring him undone, it might be the four Storm Maguire, who's having his first run for the Joe and Mary Rando stable, and he's trialled quite nicely, so he might be ready for a first-up tilt. The rest have had plenty of chances. Maybe the seven Wickermeister, who can run a nice race, as he does have ability. He's a stablemate of Storm Maguire. While the one, Barra Charlotte, will get a nice run in behind the speed as well. But I've gone two on top to beat four, seven, and one.
Are they our race two, full field?
I'm putting the six Northview Dave on top here. He's a winner here four starts back, and he's had two Penrith placings since then. And if Chris Geary can somehow work to the lead without using too much petrol, he might be the one to run down again. Look, if he gets caught wide, that might change the race. And if that occurs, then I'm probably giving the eight Courageous Storm from the Alistair Copp stable a chance to get into the money. Pardon me, he's honest and was rated unlucky not to be in the finish last